One thing about rules and expectations is that often teachers develop rules and expectations, but aren't systematic in how they teach children the rules and expectations. And so there are nice posters, and we talk about them for a few weeks at the beginning of the year. What we know is that it takes time for children to learn anything. And just like it takes them time to learn how to read or write or talk or walk, it's going to take them time to learn what the expectations are. And so I think often when children aren't engaging in expectations in classrooms, it's because we haven't been systematic about how we teach them. When we're systematic about how we teach them and 3/4 of the classroom is now doing them and 1/4 isn't, often we think if we just keep teaching it in the same way, they'll learn. And often the children who are engaging in problem behaviors, who aren't engaging in the expectations, are children who are going to need more individualized instruction around the expectations, who are going to need more practice with the expectations, who are going to need more feedback about the expectations. And often we view those children as having challenging behaviors when we really haven't been systematic enough about teaching them what to do in place of the problem behavior. It will be important when you're teaching rules and expectations to think not only about how you're teaching those to the whole class, but how you're teaching them to individual children, and realizing that what you do for the whole class is probably not going to be enough for some children, and that you may need to think about more individualized ways of teaching the rules and expectations to children who have more severe problem behavior. But that doesn't mean that those are children who need something beyond that individualized instruction. That might just mean more instruction, might mean more frequent instruction, might mean more systematic instruction, more intense instruction, to really help them learn the routines and expectations of the classroom.